Imagine that you've committed a crime and you're standing before the judge as he pronounces the verdict. Guilty. Now you're awaiting your sentence. You want mercy, but you know that you are indeed guilty and you have no reason to expect anything except justice. Then the judge pronounces your sentence. Death. Your death is the judicial price that has to be paid for your offense. You sink into the darkness of despair with no hope. You realize that you have received the sentence fairly and justly, and that there is nothing further you can do. Only the taking of your life will pay the judicial price that has been pronounced for your offense. Justice will be served only with the payment of your death. This is precisely the situation that all of us have encountered spiritually. Each of us at some point has broken a law of the God of the universe. Our breaking of God's law also carries a serious judicial price pronounced by the Lord of the universe. Death is the judicial price, for without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The penalty of death reflects the seriousness of the crime. No higher fine could be required than the death of the lawbreaker. God's justice requires that this is the price that must be paid. So I am in a desperate situation. I have broken God's law, separating myself from Him spiritually, and the price of death now hangs over my head, and it's a price that I can't pay. Yet if I die separated from God, I will be separated from Him eternally. It is the certainty of God's justice that makes His mercy so amazing. In His love for His creation, God provided a means for the judicial price of death to be paid by an innocent party. This representative death is first observed in the Old Testament as animals are sacrificed to pay the judicial price for sin. Animals were innocent and thus qualified to provide representative death, since they could not sin. When carried out by faith, the death of the sacrificial animal provided atonement, cleansing from sin, and represented the death of the sinner. The judicial price of death having been paid, sins were removed, the sinner was made holy and reconciled to a holy God. More than 1,000 years went by under the system of animal sacrifices, with countless innocent animals being sacrificed. Then the moment arrived when God revealed the preparatory nature and purpose of animal sacrifice. God sent His one and only Son to earth to fulfill and replace the animal sacrificial system. Look at how Christ is announced publicly for the first time by John the Baptist. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In seeing Jesus as the Lamb of God, John designated Him as God's sacrifice. The whole purpose of a sacrifice was to die to pay the judicial price for sin. Meaning, Jesus did not die an accidental death. Second, Jesus qualified Himself by remaining sinless. If Jesus had sinned even one sin, then He could not have even been the representative sacrifice for us. He would have been guilty for His own sins, in the same way that animals qualified to be a sacrifice because they were innocent. It was Jesus' innocence that qualified Him to be the sacrifice. So Jesus has paid my debt for me, a debt that I am not able to pay. And when I survey the wondrous cross, I am reminded of the judicial price that Christ paid for my sins. All of us who have been baptized into Christ have been united with Him in His death and had our sins washed away. We were thus made holy and had the judicial price of sin removed. The judicial price that Christ paid by dying for my sins has allowed my reconciliation with a holy God.